Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire.
Sometimes I can't believe I've worked all day from 5 o'clock this morning, and I now start a three-hour radio show. I can't believe it. Everybody else would be taking the afternoon off. Matter of fact, most people my age, 60, are actually, most people who work for government have retired by now. And they sit on the beach or play golf every day. And I've been working all day promoting my new best-selling book and about to start a three-hour radio show. My day has just begun. By the way, my book this weekend went to number 265 out of every book at Amazon. I have 6 million books at Amazon. It went to number 265, which is getting into some very rarefied territory. It's number one in, I don't know, 15 categories. And it's hitting quickly for the top 100 and eventually, let's hope, the top 50 and the top 20. And then you've got yourself a huge, huge, huge hit. And that appears to be the way it's going. Thank you for all of your help. Out there, the Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, it's not just a book. It is it's a game plan, it's a way of living, it's a way of attacking, it's Torah, 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 as the Japanese said during Pearl Harbor. You got to attack. You got to play offense. And this book shows us, Republicans, conservatives, Christians, patriots, 80 million Trump voters, how to play offense, how to go after all the big corporations and hit them where it hurts, in the pocketbook. And therefore, they lose their jobs, the CEO loses jobs, and the next one will learn a lesson and won't be so quick to denigrate conservatives and treat us like garbage. All right, let's talk about the big news stories of the day. Wayne Allen Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root is on fire. Fully vaccinated Chris Rock gets COVID. Appears to be a bad case. You know, it's really amazing. I've always said that the worst schools do, they should be coming out and apologizing to everyone in America, the taxpayers, the parents, the children, the black children. And every teachers union official should be apologizing with what they've done to the school system each time new bad news is announced. But instead, each time new bad news is announced, they use that as an excuse to get more money. See how bad it is? We need more money. They have no shame of any kind. And the same thing is true of all these celebrities who get COVID. Last week on Friday, I told you Wendy Williams, the talk show host, has COVID. And the opening of her talk show has been suspended or postponed for a few weeks. Now Chris Rock has COVID. They're both fully vaccinated. Wendy Williams, fully vaccinated. Chris Rock, fully vaccinated. It's what I've said from the beginning. It's all lies. The people getting sick and spreading COVID are all fully vaccinated. Then they blame it on the unvaccinated. Incredible. And then the people who get it have the same stupid comments. Instead of saying, you know, I was wrong, this vaccine's a fraud, and I wish I had gotten it, they say, see, I'm sick with COVID, and I'm vaccinated, and I'm just so happy I got the vaccine. All of you should get it, too. What? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Fully vaccinated star Chris Rock with COVID. It just, the list goes on and on. Here's the story you need to know. This is the story over the weekend. Other than my book going to number 265 at Amazon. This is the story you need to know. The biggest story of the weekend besides the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Allen Root. Get yourselves a copy. But besides that, public health data from England, 80% of the COVID-19 deaths in the month of August in England were vaccinated. 80% of the deaths from COVID were vaccinated last month in England. That's an unbelievable story. Now, this story is at one of my favorite news sites, naturalnews.com. But they give you the link where they got the story from, and that is a British newspaper. And I want to read you what the British newspaper has to say. It's the Daily Exposé. Further evidence proving the COVID-19 vaccination program is a huge failure has been released, which confirms throughout the whole month of August, 80% of the people who died of COVID had been vaccinated against the disease. We're living in strange times, and if you believe the COVID-19 vaccination program is working because the authorities on television tell you that it is, does this not sound exactly like America? Then you must surely find it extremely strange that the UK is in the middle of a third wave in the middle of the summer, especially when you consider that in the summer of 2020, a year ago, COVID-19 deaths flatlined to zero, even though a COVID injection was not available. How come they are starting to wake up to this in England, but in America, nobody's being told that in Israel and in Singapore and in England, there's a massive new COVID pandemic that's only come up since they've been vaccinated? And that all the deaths and the injuries and the hospitalizations are vaccinated people. No one's telling you that. And at the moment that's happening, they're asking you to go get the vaccine stronger than ever before and trying to isolate you and ruin your life if you don't. But the strange... I'm going to continue with this article from England. But the strangeness doesn't end there. Just take a look at the latest COVID-19 statistical report released by Public Health Scotland on the 8th of September. The report provides an array on data on testing, quarantining, vaccinations, hospitalizations, and deaths, but it doesn't get very interesting until you read Table 15, which covers the number of COVID-19 positive cases by, I gotta get this word right, week and vaccination status. Interesting, because it shows the majority of confirmed cases are now among the vaccinated population. In the most recent week, from the 20th of August to the 3rd of September, the report shows there were 20,744 confirmed cases among the unvaccinated population who are more likely to be tested for the simple reason they've not been vaccinated. But it also shows there were 5,508 confirmed cases among partly vaccinated and 16,810 cases among the fully vaccinated. Two populations who are least likely to be tested due to being vaccinated. That means between August 28th and the 3rd of September, there were 22,318 cases among the vaccinated, almost 2,000 more than the unvaccinated. Who is telling you this in America besides Wayne Allyn? Nobody. The same could be said, by the way, for the week of August 21st to the 27th, which saw 15,000 cases among the unvaccinated and 22,000 among the vaccinated. Wow. It's unbelievable. I'm looking through these numbers for you, and it's just, these are the numbers out of England, and they are mind-boggling. In all, for the week of August 28th to September 3rd, there were 271 hospitalizations among the entire unvaccinated population, 423 hospitalizations among the fully vaccinated population. So all of this, this shows that the COVID injections are increasing the risk of hospitalization by 70% rather than reducing the risk by the 95% claimed by the vaccine manufacturers and authorities. So now that we've cleared up the COVID-19 injections, increase the risk of hospitalization rather than reducing it, let's find out if they prevent deaths like the authorities claim. Table 17 of the Public Scotland report shows the number of deaths to have occurred via vaccination status. However, they've been clever in the way they presented the number of deaths, because rather than present them on a week-by-week basis like they have with the number of cases and hospitalizations, they've instead included deaths all the way back to December 29th. That's what they did in America. This means they're including deaths from the height of the alleged second wave, where just 9% of the population had received a single dose and 0.1% have received two doses. Therefore, they're very sneakily able to give the impression the majority of deaths are occurring among the unvaccinated population, because in those days, everyone was unvaccinated who died. And then I told you last week, 80% of the deaths in Scotland were vaccinated. 80%. And here it is. Here it is. You can see throughout August, 80% of the deaths occurred among the vaccinated population. I don't need to read the rest of this. This is incredibly explosive information. This shows the COVID-19 injections are increasing the risk of death when exposed to COVID-19 by 566%, rather than reducing it by 95% claimed by the vaccine manufacturers and authorities. So the minute you get the COVID vaccine, you are in line to get COVID. Just like all these years, I always said, I never got the flu vaccine, and I never got the flu. And everybody I know got the flu shot, got the flu. People are just so stupid. They're lemmings. They really are. They're sheep marching off a cliff because someone tells them in government or someone with a white smock tells them, you know, march off the cliff. So they march off the cliff. Incredible. I want to remind you, in 2019, I watched a devastating video this weekend of Andrew Fauci. In 2019, here was his quote. Let's get the quote right. Okay, at the end of the interview, which aired May 22nd, 2019, David Rubenstein asked Fauci how to best protect himself from an infectious disease. And the best way to prevent me from getting an infectious disease and having to have you as my doctor is what? Wearing a mask, Rubenstein asked. And Fauci said, no, no, no. If someone's getting ready to sneeze or cough, walk away. You avoid all the paranoid aspects and you do something positive, Fauci said, before listing common sense actions that a person could take to stay healthy. Good diet, don't smoke, don't drink, very rarely, get some exercise, get good sleep. I think the normal, low-tech, healthy things are the best things you can do to stay healthy. And he also dismissed Fauci face mask in a 60 Minutes interview in March 2020. Can you imagine how bizarre this world is? How bizarro? The main guy who's convinced everybody to take vaccines and masks doesn't believe in masks. As recently as 2 years ago, didn't believe in masks at all. And my guess is he doesn't believe in vaccines at all either. I'll bet you him and his kids never took the vaccine. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free. 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root. 800-384-41. Or online at TII1.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to? 82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom.
But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, I've got the new book out, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Here's a great example of why we need to protest and boycott. So I think most of you who tune into the show on a regular basis have heard me say I'm getting married this November to my beautiful wife-to-be, Cindy Parker, who is on the board of directors of many of the Republican clubs all over this town, Las Vegas, and who is also the president of Summerlin North, oversees 19,000 homes in the beautiful Summerlin area of Las Vegas, has been the president for, I think, like 6 or 8 years of Summerlin. And she was out shopping today because, you know, if you're invited to my wedding, a lot of people don't want to, they want to just get you a gift, make it simple, and they get you a gift out of a bridal registry. So Cindy decided to go to several stores and register. And one of them was Crate and Barrel. I don't know if you know that name, Crate and Barrel. I'm a guy. I don't. I have no idea what Crate and Barrel is. I have no idea what they sell. She said it's a very upscale store and sells nice stuff for someone's home. And so she was going to register there. And wherever Cindy and I go in Las Vegas, you know, I try and wear no mask at all. But if you demand a mask to get in the store, then we both bought those see-through clear shields, really nice ones that people almost can't even tell you have a mask on, but your face is completely covered. And not one time in the last year has anyone said a word to me anywhere, in any store anywhere, or Cindy, any store anywhere. We all walk around with nothing or with a shield. And if you have to enter with a mask, I put a shield on. Not one person's ever stopped me. She got stopped going into Crate and Barrel. And the girl said, you can't come in. And she said, what do you mean I can't come in? I'm about to get married. I want to register. No, you can't come in. You're not wearing a mask. I'm wearing a shield. A shield is not good enough. You can't come in. So my feisty, fiery wife-to-be told her to go to hell, and told her, not only am I not going to now register at your place, not only am I not going to ever buy anything at your place ever again, but my husband-to-be is going to destroy you on the radio this afternoon. Okay, so here I am. Crate and Barrel. Don't go in their store. Don't buy anything from them. Tell them to go to hell. Matter of fact, stop in their store and tell them, ask for the manager, and tell them, you morons who don't let a person walk in with a clear shield because you're so stupid that not one other store in Las Vegas has ever stopped anyone with a shield. No one's going to ever buy from Wayne Root's audience from you again, and I'm a fan of Wayne Root. And you insulted Wayne Root's fiance, and you're finished in this town. Go tell Crate and Barrel that. I hope every one of you calls Crate and Barrel and stops by a local Crate and Barrel. Don't ask me where they are. I have no idea. I know nothing about them. I'm a guy. What do I know about Crate and Barrel? So, all I'm telling you is, this is a way to put liberals in pain. Destroy them. Wipe them out. If they're going to play games like that, make them go out of business. Crate and Barrel. And I want all of you, if any liberals listening to the show, I want you to understand, you're never going to win a battle with me. I've had 3 events in the last year, and I didn't try very hard to get anybody to any of them. I didn't advertise them. I didn't send out emails about them. I just mentioned them on my radio show, and all 3 times, 5,000 to 10,000 people showed up, all of them Wayne Root fans. So if anyone in this entire town ever screws with me, I'll get 10,000 people in front of your store, and I will put you out of business. I will close you down so fast, you'll have wished you never heard my name. That's how we fight back. As a matter of fact, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Please email me. Please email me. Easy for me to say, right? Talking 100 miles an hour. Please email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you have any great situation in this town to tell me about that we should all boycott and we should all meet in front of their store and destroy them, let me know, because let's go do it. Let's do it to 100 stores. If you screw with Republican conservative patriots, if you don't like Trump, if you love BLM, if you love Antifa, if you write checks to BLM, if you write checks to Democrat candidates, if you dare to support no voter ID, if you love vaccine mandates, if you love masks, if you ever dare say unvaccinated can't come in our store or our restaurant or our bar, I'm going to bring the Root Army, the War Army, to your store, to your front stoop. And let's see what it feels like to have 10,000 people screaming your name with F in front of it. Let's see what it feels like when no one gets in your store for days on end, when your restaurant is driven into bankruptcy. This is how we're going to fight the war from now on. I declare war. It's going to be civil disobedience, never violence, civil disobedience, protest, and boycott. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, now number 1 in so many categories at Amazon. I can't even count them all. Number 265 out of every book out of 6 million at Amazon. And this is the battle plan to win the country back. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book by Wayne Root.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden administration announced that it will begin deporting Haitians who have illegally arrived in the thousands at the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes as hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants continue trying to cross into the United States seeking a better life. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, discusses the influx of illegal immigrants.
The majority of the people that are crossing the border illegally are being released into the United States, and they're doing that without even getting COVID tests, without knowing what's coming into the United States. So this is a very scary situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, stocks falling sharply to start the week amid investor concerns over the impending default of a major Chinese property developer, the Dow losing 614 points to close at 33,970, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the latest news out of Alabama, by the way, of all places. UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham Hospital, no local. It's a short-term victory because they say 1 month after mandating the shot, they're undoing that mandate. You no longer have to get vaccinated, but they're reversing it for now while they wait for details from the government about a potential federal mandate. So, obviously, everybody's heard the rumor that Biden is going to do a federal mandate to get vaccinated. I'm not sure if they mean the one that he's already mentioned for companies with 100 or more employees, or they're talking about some more onerous, more widespread, everybody's just got to get vaccinated in the entire United States of America. I don't know which one. But for the moment, they reversed it, and that's a good thing. We've got a guest along those lines who's been on top of this topic, COVID, COVID vaccines, COVID mandates, COVID passports, mask mandates. Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter. He's been on the show, I think this is his third or fourth time. He's been challenging the coronavirus and vaccine narrative. Brave guy. We like him a lot. Author of Unreported Truths about COVID-19 and lockdowns. It's a four-part series. And we welcome him back to the show. Alex, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, it's good to talk to you. I think the last time I talked to you, I was still allowed to post on Twitter, which, of course, now I'm no longer allowed to do.
Yeah, you've joined me because I was banned for life from Twitter. So now you know what it feels like to be Wayne Allen Root. The two of us are brothers in Twitter ban. before I get to all these questions that we kind of talked about, you know, that your producer and I talked about, we've covered today, I want to throw one out of left field. So obviously I love my wife-to-be very much. We're getting married in November, Cindy. And I love my kids very much. And I would never, ever risk their lives. And they all got COVID about 2 months ago. And I made sure all of them got ivermectin and mega doses of vitamins, and all of them got better, and they're all fantastic now. That, to me, is the answer to this entire crisis. Lots of vitamin C, lots of vitamin D3, lots of zinc, lots of lysine, lots of selenium, lots of quercetin, lots of probiotic, lots of chiolic garlic, and ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, plus CPAC, and everybody gets better. Why is this so controversial? There should be nothing controversial about it. It works.
Well, I mean, the reason it's controversial is because it hasn't been properly tested. And the reason, and I don't know if it works or not, Wayne. I honestly don't. And I know there's a lot of people like you who think it does, and there's also a lot of people who think it doesn't. That's why we run clinical trials, okay? Here's what I know. It is beyond crazy that the federal health bureaucracy, and Fauci especially, are so resistant to these cheap older drugs and vitamins. They should all have been tested in good clinical trials months ago or more than a year ago, and they weren't, and they haven't been, and so we still don't know. So, you know, you're still going to say, oh, ivermectin works, and somebody else is going to say, you know what, it did nothing for me. That's not how science works. You run real clinical trials, and you figure out what helps and what doesn't. And that's why we know that, there's a very cheap steroid out there called dexamethasone. Dexamethasone is the only thing, basically, besides the monoclonal antibodies, that we know really works to stop severe COVID or to help people who have severe COVID. Why? Because it was tested in a clinical trial. Well, who did that? The British. Okay? So it is just beyond, bizarre and disturbing that our health authorities are so in love with expensive new treatments that basically so far have been shown to do nothing.
Now, you must see the same things that I do. I've been reporting them for weeks on this show, that Israel is the most, right up there is the most COVID vaccined nation in the world. There's such a word as COVID vaccined. But they've gotten their people vaccinated at a very high level. And Israel is now very sick with COVID, per capita the most in the world. And the COVID hospitalizations and deaths are people that have been vaccinated. Same thing in England. I just saw the report. 80% in England and Scotland of the people who died died of COVID in the month of August were vaccinated. So everyone's starting to realize it wears off and it's not very effective. Is that really a controversial thing to say? But in America, nobody knows about any of this. If you're not listening to my show, you don't know anything about the fact that Israel's undergoing this massive COVID increase despite everyone being vaccinated. Same thing in England, same thing in Singapore, et cetera, et cetera. Have you found this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely correct. I mean, we can quibble about whether it's 80% or 75% or 70%, but there's no question a large majority of the people in the UK who are dying of COVID right now are fully vaccinated. And in Israel, it looks like a majority are. And the only reason, you know, so basically I was banned from Twitter for saying that way. I mean, that's
right.
More or less.
I saw that.
I mean,
I know, amazing.
You know, and so I have this Substack where I can post. You know, for now, Substack is a good platform for me, and I'm able to post sort of more long-form stuff, and I've gone into the Israeli data and the British data. It's all publicly available. You know, the British data is obviously in English. The Israeli data you can translate pretty easily into English. It's
right.
Unequivocal. The reason people here don't know it is because the assessment is lying. They are lying about the British data. They keep saying 99 or 97% of people who are hospitalized or died or unvaccinated. That is
not true.
Lie. The only reason they, you know what they're doing? They're going back to the date that the very first vaccine
right.
was given in December.
Right. When no one was vaccinated, right?
You need to know what's going on now. And the fact is, the CDC has, you know, they've gone out of their way to hide the data. And it's terrible.
I mean, I don't understand. You know, look, I'm very, you know, skeptical of government. I'm very negative on government. I'm a big conservative, and I believe government usually is wrong at everything. Amtrak, I could give you the war on drugs, wars around the world, the war on poverty. Government fails at almost everything it does. And yet, even I have a hard time believing my own elected officials, which just make stuff up. It's crazy, Alex, that you could see lots of vaccinated people are sick and lots of unvaccinated people are sick. Everybody gets the flu, and it's a very bad flu, and in some cases deadly. Why can't we just admit that? But no, they want to just make up that everyone is unvaccinated, and therefore the answer to all of this is to do more mandates and vaccinate everyone when Israel and England have done it and everybody's sick. None of this makes any sense, does it?
No, I mean, you're absolutely correct, again, on the facts. And look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? And you know, what I'd like to believe, and basically at this point, what I do believe is they just went down this course, and they're not willing to admit that, you know, that they made a mistake, and that, you know, Pfizer and Moderna and BioNTech are going to make, you know, billions or tens of billions of dollars this year for a vaccine that is basically in the long term useless. Okay, that's what I'd like to believe. But at this point, so many of the decisions. First of all, the demonization of the unvaccinated is incredible. It is shocking to me that elected officials are trying to demonize 30% or 40% of the country, if you include children. And second of all, why is it they won't admit natural immunity is a real thing?
Right.
Why is it they are so desperate to vaccinate children and young adults who are no risk from this, and basically no risk? And why is it that they are so desperate for these boosters? And at some point, you do have to ask yourself, Wayne, what is going on?
What is going on? You mentioned the word conspiracy theorist, right? So I've been called that, okay, and that's okay, because 99% of everything I've ever predicted or said on the radio has come true. So I don't know how you can be a conspiracy theorist when most of what you guess, educated guesses, turn out to be right. But okay, I have never been with the crowd that says that it's mass murder, they want to kill everybody, it's
right,
population
right.
control. You know what I think? I just think they're all getting paid off by Big Pharma. That's all I've ever thought. It's about greed. Everybody's making money on the vaccine, and they just don't want to turn the money down. That's all I've ever thought. If that's a conspiracy theory, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know.
I mean, what's funny, you know, it's okay, you're obviously conservative, okay? I'm an independent, okay? I'm not a conservative. But I see all these people I know when I worked at the New York Times, you know, I worked at the New York Times for 10 years, I knew all these people who were very suspicious, and correctly so, of the pharmaceutical industry. I covered the pharmaceutical industry,
right.
So I know the games they play. And all of a sudden, like, these people are in love with Pfizer and Moderna? I don't understand. And they're not getting paid off. It's just like they are so blinded by their own ideology that they've forgotten that these companies you know, the long history of these companies lying about data
right.
and other, you know, and other and what they do.
And let me extend it a little bit because, you know, I'm 60 years old now, which is, Alex, very hard for me to believe. But I look great and I feel great. I just can't believe I'm 60 years old. And so let's go back 40 years. When I was in my 20s, my parents died of cancer, both of them, 28 days apart of cancer. So I became a nutrition, fitness, vitamin studier, right? And I would say at this point I know more about vitamins than any doctor you'll ever find. I spent thousands and thousands and thousands of hours studying vitamins, and I, you know, long before there was such a thing as Whole Foods and Sprouts, I was out at all these markets and all the people that agreed with me in those days were liberals. They wore Birkenstocks, they were hippies, they believed in vitamins, they believed in organic food. So did I. I'm one of the few conservatives who believes in organic food and organic fruit and vegetables and fitness and exercise and Pilates and all these things, right, that no conservative believed in those days. And now today, all those people have abandoned all that thought because a Democrat named Joe Biden says, get the vaccine, don't worry about vitamins, don't worry about anything else. I don't understand it, Alex. I don't get it.
You're absolutely correct. The cognitive system. These are people who hate GMOs, who hate big companies, and they hate they used to hate the pharmaceutical industry. You know, they don't want any mercury in their fish. And I know they're very, you know, they're organic. And
wait. They used to hate vaccines, Alex. They used to say vaccines caused autism. Don't forget that. You know, Jenny McCarthy said my kid's autistic because the vaccine. I tended to sympathize with her. And now all the liberals are getting the vaccine. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
It's not just that they're getting it; it's that they're desperate to mandate it. They're desperate
right.
to force other
right, so,
by the way,
Alex,
these,
do me a favor. Alex, we're going to a break. I've either got to say goodbye to you, or you'll stay for one more segment. Can you wait till the break and stay?
Let's do it.
Stay for one more, because I have so many things to ask you about. I love this guy. See, you don't have to be conservative for me to like you. You and I get along. You have to be conservative. Come on, it's ridiculous. All right, so Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, will be back in a minute. Wayne Alaroot, the warrior. The Roots on fire. Lots of knowledge to impart. Stay here.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take
take my word for it, go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I grew up a Jewish kid in New York, and you know what the favorite meal of Jewish kids is? It's not kosher food, it's not... You know, it's not matzo balls, it's Chinese food. So when I grew up, I just had this love of Chinese food. And so New York, to me, has always been comfort food. It's, you go to New York City and you get Chinese food. I can't even go to New York anymore because I'm unvaccinated. First, I don't know if they're going to let me fly there. And second, once I land, you are not allowed to walk into a Chinese restaurant or any restaurant if you're unvaccinated. So it's just New York is now off limits to a guy who loves New York and loves going there to see my friends and eat Chinese food. Alex Berenson is back with us. Isn't this crazy, Alex? I mean, they don't want me to ever spend money in New York City ever again. What is the matter with these people?
I don't know. They are obsessed with COVID, and they are obsessed with the idea that the vaccine is going to end COVID. And, you know, first of all, it's crazy that they're obsessed with COVID, since we know that COVID is largely not dangerous, you know, to anybody under 50, 60, even 70 who's reasonably healthy. I mean, listen,
right.
Can it, you know, reach out and grab somebody? Yes, it can. But my new favorite statistic is that Denmark. Denmark has 6 million people, which is, you know, as large as many American states. But it's a pretty healthy country. And in the last 18 months, okay, not last month, but in the last 18 months, the number of people under 50 who died of COVID in Denmark is 26. So one Dane a month under 50 has died of COVID. Because if you have a reasonably healthy population, COVID just isn't that dangerous.
And I'm guessing,
unfortunately, we have a ton of obesity, and people,
right.
You know, people are dying.
Right. And I'm sure you'd find the 26 who died in Denmark probably were obese and had diabetes. But if you're, that's all I've ever said. I think I'm very reasonable. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I've said if you're sick, if you're very weak, immune challenged, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, if you have stage 4 cancer, if you're very old, if you're in a nursing home, then by all means, get the vaccine. By all means, be masked. By all means, stay home. Lock yourself in the house and never come out and order in all the time. Let government help you and give you subsidies. All those things are fine. But the vast majority of America should be out living their life. Is there anything extreme about what I'm saying?
Not to me. I mean, that seems completely reasonable and factual and to me. It's a little bit like the public health establishment doesn't want to admit the truth that, you know, COVID essentially picks on, you know, extremely elderly and people who are extremely obese. So they try to scare everybody else. Let me throw out one thing, because I know we're going to, you know, like before we know it, it's going to be over.
Right.
Let me tell you about the Substack for 1 second, because,
sure,
you and I are both banned from Twitter. I'm worried that Amazon eventually is going to, you know, try to ban me or stop carrying my books, because Elizabeth Warren actually last week tried to get them to dump my books.
Unbelievable.
True. I can't believe a U.S. senator would do that. But, you know, so my only real outlets now are, you know, conservative radio. Television. And this Substack platform, which is committed, or they claim they're committed, not to having any censorship. And you can sign up. You don't have to pay. You can pay me if you want. You don't have to. It's basically the same content. I'm just trying to get the message out to as many people as possible. So it's Substack.com. And if you put in my name, Alex Berenson, you'll see the newsletter. And my goal is, you know, get as big an audience as I had on Twitter, which is an ambitious goal because there was more than 300,000 people on Twitter, but I'm trying.
All right, so you had about double me. I had 155,000 on Twitter when they banned me. Did they ever tell you exactly why they banned you? Because they never gave me an excuse. I don't even know officially why I was banned.
It's fascinating you say that, because they didn't tell me. They claimed, and as far as I'm concerned, they defamed me. And I'm talking to lawyers, actually, about, you know, what my legal rights might be. But they claim that I had violated COVID-19 misinformation policies. But actually, when they specifically banned me, they didn't say why. And even I'll go even further. I don't know. Did you ever get an email telling you were banned? Because I never did. I just can't log in.
Yeah.
So that seems to be how they do it. They just essentially delete you.
Yeah, you know how I knew I was banned? People started calling me and saying, we're trying to look at your post, Wayne, and it says you don't exist anymore. And I said, what?
That's right. They delete your old post. It's really shocking that they do that.
And that was the first hint that I was banned. Then I went there and I couldn't post. Then I knew it was true. And then within an hour, the UK Daily Mail had a headline, Wayne Allen Root, famous conservative talk show host, is banned by Twitter. And nowhere in the article did it say, you know, they said they reached out to Twitter and they weren't told why I was banned. So I didn't know about it. No one told me about it. The media got a hold of it before I did. It was reported in the Sun, in the UK Daily Mail, in the New York Post, in papers all around the United States. But nobody ever said why I was banned. They all guessed it was for saying that the election was rigged. But actually, they suspended me for the same thing as you. I said lockdowns don't work. They don't stop people from getting sick. But they sure do kill the economy. That post got me suspended for a week about a month before I was banned. So I don't know what it was. I have no idea, you know?
It's so interesting. I mean, and, you know, they clearly think they have this, you know, very strong legal protection. Well, we will see. We will see how strong their legal protection actually is. But
I'm part of the Trump lawsuit.
It's gross that they're not letting people speak.
Alex, you should join. I'm part of the Trump lawsuit. I'm one of the lead plaintiffs in the Trump lawsuit.
Are you?
And, yeah. So it was me and Dr. Naomi Wolf from the left and me from the right. He added us to the lawsuit and then put a press release out about Wayne Allen Root from the right, not Dr. Naomi Wolf from the left, were both banned by Twitter, and they're both now, you know, plaintiffs in the lawsuit. So you should probably try. If you need some help, please let me know, and I'll be glad to introduce you to the right people, okay? Alex.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate it.
All right, Alex Berenson. Time is up. We're headed to a news break. Former New York Times reporter challenging the coronavirus and vaccine mandate. Author of Unreported Truths about COVID-19 and lockdowns. And a really, really good guy. And always great to have you on the show. Thank you, Alex. Stay healthy. God bless.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
Stay healthy. Okay. Wayne Allen Root, War. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
One.